let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. So Helen back again, a young woman's journal, is Shareba Marley's emotional memoir. When she came into the world, life was different. You lived at the pleasure of your parents or guardians. Your parents dictated how you behaved, and unless spoken to, well, you just kept quiet. Not surprising, when Shareba broke free from her strict parents, she had trouble recognizing dangerous and deceitful people. She allowed them to take advantage of her. Her struggles were constant, difficult, and at times even brutal, one after another, until her spirit had given up. Now she shares her story with the world, her hope, well, to help others avoid what she went through. Shareba lives in Las Vegas, working in the online digital marketing business. She spent the last 35 years as a dealer supervisor in some of Vegas's elite casinos. Shareba Marley, author of To Hell and Back, A Young Woman's Journal, is our guest on This Week in America. Shareba, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's awfully nice to be here.
This is such an important book that will help so many people. Let's talk about the inspiration. Why did you decide to write this book?
I decided to write it when my daughter died. I was having a terrible time moving on. And so I went online and I searched for websites that had some kind of maybe blogs or help for people that were suffering the same thing as I did. I could find nothing, or very little at least. So I ended up finding a website that said, sometimes when you're feeling really bad about losing your loved one, write them a letter as if they had just moved out of town and you're gonna send them a letter. Okay, so I started doing that and that didn't work. But it came across to me that maybe if I write a book, and I love to help people because I like people, maybe if I wrote a book, somebody that might be suffering some of the things I have will read my story, which will be different than theirs. But here's how I got out of it. Maybe it will inspire them to get out of it, because whatever it is you're involved with that's hurting you, you need to get rid of it. And this book might hopefully help them learn how and give them the strength that they need. God gave us everything we need to survive, and unless we're aware, you know, you don't use it.
Yes.
So I'm hoping to help people because the struggles are magnificently difficult.
Well, and, yes, you know. I can only imagine. I mean, you talk about in the book so many struggles you went through. I can't imagine any bigger tragedy than losing your daughter, which you did, and you write about in the book To Hell and Back, A Young Woman's Journal. Shareba Marley is our guest on the program, the author of the book. Let's talk about the process of writing the book. How difficult was it to go back and totally open up? Because you're going back, and these are difficult memories to deal with. How tough was it? How challenging to go back? I mean, were there times when you're like, I can't do this anymore? I can't go back and relive.
Many times. It took a long time to write the book because I couldn't. My emotions were so strong. I would sit, and every now and then I'll put in the book, I'm crying as I write. It was very difficult. I can't. I miss my daughter. I pray every day that she's in a safe place, and I talk to her every day. It'll never leave me. And it's been 12 years now, and my grandson comes and visits me now. He's allowed to visit me, and he looks just like her. And so I enjoy him. And I know she's here with him. So, you know, it was a tough book. It all, and sometimes it made me so mad I wanted to go out and hurt someone. Okay?
Yes.
And or revenge. But then I would realize, come on, calm down. This is not what it's all about. It's to help people. And what I lost through all my struggles was my total self. And my self-esteem, my unique beauty, my everything that God gave me. And I'm afraid that if other people are losing what God gave them, maybe they can find it again. It's out there. It's out there. And you just have to be strong and hold on, and you'll survive. And you don't need drugs. You don't need anything, alcohol, you know, that you think is going to make things feel better, because it doesn't work. It's up to you. And you just think about God. Talk to him. He's waiting for your questions.
Well, yeah, and you've mentioned that several times, faith. What role does that play in bouncing back from all of the hardships you went through? Because many people just don't. They throw in the towel, or they give into alcohol or drugs, that right. type of thing. Was faith maybe the biggest thing that led you back?
Well, it's a comfort practice.
Yes.
You know, that has an alliance with faith. So, yes, that's where I began to heal, was when I started to learn to talk to God, if that makes sense.
Yes.
You know, everybody has a different God, and I'm sure every different God has a different way to speak to him. But your pain is not yours. He suffers it with you. So you're not alone, never. And that's what helped me, because I started to feel better. I was a Roman Catholic. I went to visit Israel, and I learned, and I went on the journeys that Jesus took. And I learned so much about where my daughter is I suddenly felt relieved that she's in a much better place than I am right now, and God will take good care of her, and we'll be together again.
With us on the program, Shareva Marley. She's the author of the book To Hell and Back, A Young Woman's Journal. Shareva is Chereva. The book is available at Stratton Press. Their website is stratton-press.com books. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon. Had to be difficult, and we talked about the chapter and talking the book about the loss of your daughter. Were there other chapters in there that were really difficult to write, where, again, you almost pause and say, I can't finish this?
Yes, every chapter was the same way.
Yeah.
Every chapter. I mean, a lot of things happen in a person's life, as me, but I picked the worst ones. And through it all, the one made me, almost killed me, you know, put me in the hospital for a little while. Everything was difficult. And it seems like some people just seem to step in a pile of it.
Yes.
And, you know, it just doesn't go away. So I think I'm one of them. And, you know, by the time it was all over, there was nothing left of me. And it's a terrible way to live. And the only thing that stopped me from not doing something drastic, like taking my own life, was the fact that I learned in Israel, God gave me life. And when you give someone a present and they throw it away, that kind of makes you mad a little bit. So
yes.
I don't want to make God mad by taking the life he gave me away. I have a time, I have a job to do down here. So I don't want to upset him, because maybe my punishment would be something to the extent that I would never see my daughter for eternity. So that gave me some strength to keep going, because I want to see her again, and to spread the word and help people realize that they're not alone. This is not a hard job.
Well, and you have such credibility in reading your story, because you've been through this. You're not a therapist who's never dealt with the setbacks,
exactly.
Except you know, vicariously through some of the patients who've come in. You've been there. I mean, to the point of contemplating suicide. You have been there, ready to throw in the towel, probably had your arm back with the towel in it, ready to toss it in, and you kept going. And you can, that message will resonate so well with so many people. It's all in the book, To Hell and Back Again, A Young Woman's Journal. You were such a talented writer. Let's talk about that. What's your favorite book? Have you learned from books over the years?
No, I really, to be perfectly honest, I'm not much of a reader. I have a little bit of a problem retaining information. But as far as a book, A Conversation with God is, I always thought, was a very good book, because it has authenticity, because the way it's written, that person wrote it like God were speaking to him, and God would not speak to him like he's like we speak to each other, because he's not human. Okay. Yes. So the way I can't remember, his name has escaped me right now, but I knew it. I've known it all my life. The way he has God speaking makes you have to read sentences over and over and over so you can understand. And so that is another one that inspired me to realize that that we're not alone. And that's probably my favorite book of all times, because it answered every question anybody could ever ask. And I liked the answers, but it took a while to learn them.
Well, yeah, sometimes, yeah, you can read it and you really need to implement that. And sometimes it's not that easy. Shareva Marley, the author of To Hell and Back, A Young Woman's Journal, our guest on the program. Again, the book available at Stratton Press. That's stratton-press.com. Books/books. Of course, at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will be directed to those places. But what do you hope readers take away from the book? We talked about offering hope to people. How do you hope that happens when somebody reads the book, and maybe somebody that's not in the at the level that you were, but just going through tough times? The book, I think, will prevent them from getting to that level, that where you contemplate suicide, that type of thing. What do you hope readers get from the book?
I just want them to know that they're not alone, and that suffering in any form is not something we are trained for or we practice. It just happens all of a sudden. And you lose yourself and you become, oh gosh, I've met so many people that lost families and they've just destroyed their life. And our life, your life is here because you are given a job to do by your maker. You're perfect in his image as far as everything about you goes. And I'm not talking body, I'm talking soul. You know, and I just hope that what they get out of this is the fact that they can move on, that the drugs, the alcohol, and all the other stuff, that's not going to work. It's going to make it worse. So basically, that's all I want them to do is give it a try. Just give it a try.
And the book will be so instructive in helping you to come to terms with where you are and get you where you would like to be. To Hell and Back, A Young Woman's Journal, Shareva Marley with us on the program. Do you view writing as a spiritual practice? Was there a spiritual element to this?
Well, of course, yes, because there's a spiritual element in our life. And you have to recognize it, and it's there for your assistance. That's it. It's there. Find it and ask for help if it's something you can't handle.
We talked about books, the book that had an impact on your life, and I'm sure your book will have a similar impact on other people's lives. How about motion pictures? Anything that really touched you?
Yes, and to this day it does, and I've seen it a dozen times. Meet Joe Black.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
that was just a story of, if you have not seen it, it's a story about the Grim Reaper or the Angel of Death who comes down to Earth to get you when it's your time. And I think that book teaches you that if you've lived the life, we are not perfect. God doesn't expect us to be. Our mistakes are what they are, and he doesn't care. All he wants you to do is love him and believe in him and maybe spread the word a little bit. So this angel of death comes down and picks a body that's it's time to go, and he lives with him like he were human, and he watches how this man lives, and the man is been told he's going to die. And just the way the angel treats him and takes him away from the earth to the heavenly place is just well written and puts thoughts into your head that only you will ever know. And
yes.
That's my favorite. That is a comfort for me, that death is not frightening.
What is your favorite movie line? So often we have a memorable line in a movie that gets us through some of the difficult times.
Boy, let's see. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
That's a good one.
Let me think now. I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. Oh, frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
That's lasted well over time, hasn't it?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, you're giving me another one there, and I had to interject in there with the Scarlett.
Yeah. How about Stop the World, I Want to Get Off?
Okay, there's another good one.
That was an old one. And of course, when I think of my own life and what I enjoy doing, it's shaken, not stirred. my martinis. Let's see. How about Show Me the Money?
Yes.
It's always a good one. What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Boy, we can use that on a daily basis, can't we? That's one of those. In all of those, they're so great because they really don't need an explanation, do they? You just throw them out there and people know what you're talking about. How about favorite quotes? Are there quotes that resonate with you?
I have a quote, John F. Kennedy, I used to live in Washington, D.C., and I remember being at the airport when the plane came in after he had been shot. We were all waiting, you know, for him to come in. He once said, "Don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." I sort of changed a couple words, and I've been living with this all my life. Don't ask what others can do for you. Ask what you can do for others.
Ooh, I like that. And that served you well. And part of that philosophy is your book, To Hell and Back, A Young Woman's Journal by Shareva Marley. A couple minutes left in the program. I know that we talk about the dark side, all you went through. There were funny incidents as well in your life. Anything in particular you would like to share? Because you've had a rounded life. You've had a difficult life and you've bounced back and you're able to laugh again.
Yes. And I step in it every time. The one I'm thinking of that was pretty recent, I had gone to North Carolina where my sister lives, and I visited her, and I happened to notice that every freaking car in North Carolina is white. Okay, and I said, "What's with all the white cars? I mean, do you people have imagination out here?" And so one day we were in the shopping center, and when we were done, we were walking back to our car, and for some reason I saw a white car. They're all white. And I actually got in this car. My sister wouldn't say anything like, "That's not my car." So when I got in the car and I shut the door, I got in the back and I shut the door and I looked up, there was a man up front. And he was looking at me like, "What are you doing? May I help you?" And I was so embarrassed that I just quickly said, "I'm sorry, sir. I'm so sorry." And when I got out of the car, I was sort of bent down a little bit and I couldn't get back up. I was laughing so hard. And Sherry, my sister, was in the street laughing, doubled over. And I never forgot that. So every time I visit her, she'll say, "You know, watch what car you get into," or, "You know, would you like to get into this one for a little while?" You know, yeah. I don't know why that man didn't have his doors locked.
He probably does now. After that, he probably went home and said, "You know, I got to start locking my doors, because it's strange things happen when you have unlocked doors." The time has gone by so quickly. Shareva Marley, our guest, talking about the very serious book, To Hell and Back, A Young Woman's Journal, that will help so many people. And we'll wrap it up here. I'm sort of curious, but where you are today, how you're able to deal with this, how you're able to, you've got a well-rounded life. Sure, there are, I'm sure, difficult times, but you're able to laugh and put things into perspective. And you've discovered your inner self. If Shareva in 2019 had a chance to go back and talk to a younger person when you were going through those problems, what would you say?
Well, I would also have to know that I'm going to write a book about my tales and see if I can help people. So I would probably imagine that I would tell my younger self not to skip English class in high school. Because Boy, I struggled with writing. I didn't have any idea where to put the commas, the periods, the quotes, the this, the that. So that was also a big deal for me.
Well, you know, it's the thought that counts, and it comes across so well in the book and will help, again, so many people. And I know there were times when it was pretty easy to pack away the typewriter, computer, the yellow legal pad, however you chose to write this and say, "I can't do it anymore." But because you have been willing to share, you will help so many people. The book is To Hell and Back, a Young Woman's Journal by Shareva Marley. That's Shereva. Book is at stratton-press.com/books. And you can go to, of course, Amazon and all those links on our website. Shareva, a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick, for having me. I really appreciate it. And I hope everyone enjoys the book.
I'm sure they will. There's something in there. There's this story and bouncing back. It touches so many emotions. To Hell and Back, a Young Woman's Journal by Shareva Marley. And again, you'll find it at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll find all the information for the book. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.